Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Late Migrations, A Natural History of Love and Loss, by Margaret Renkel. Is an eloquent reflection that seamlessly intertwines human life with the rhythms of nature, encapsulating the beauty, subtlety, and inevitable sorrow that characterized both the natural world and our human experiences. Renkel crafts a moving narrative by merging personal memoir with striking meditations on the natural realm that surrounds us, painting gently poignant visuals of life, death, and everything tenderly nestled in between. Through vibrant observations and intimate storytelling, Renkel invites readers into an introspective journey, exploring themes of family, loss, grief, persistence, and the enduring beauty of the environment we share. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the interconnectedness of nature and human life. In Late Migrations, Margaret Renkel highlights the profound interconnectedness between the human existence and nature. Employing evocative language, she bridges everyday human encounters with striking depictions of natural elements, underscoring our fundamental alignment with the environment. Whether discussing family memory or describing wildlife, Renkel deftly underscores a harmonious interplay, revealing how nature mirrors our emotional and temporal journeys. Her reflections urge recognition of our embeddedness within nature rather than existing separately, suggesting the growth and decay of the natural world parallel our emotional upheavals and renewals. Secondly, grief's universal language. Renkel poignantly addresses the universal experience of grief, exploring its nuances and complexities through deeply personal reflections on the losses of loved ones. She elucidates the emotional and psychological effects loss inflicts, paralleling these feelings with observed events in nature. This exploration of grief transcends individual experience, uniting readers in a shared consciousness of life's ephemeral quality. Renkel teaches readers that grief is neither linear nor predictable. Instead, it fluctuates, mirroring the unpredictable yet persistent cycles found within nature itself. Thirdly, family as foundations. Family plays a pivotal role in Renkel's narrative, serving as an anchoring point from which she examines the larger themes of life, loss, love, and endurance. Through storytelling that is at once tender and unflinchingly honest, the author recounts vivid memories of family relationships, moments joyful, complicated, or sorrowful. Renkel's depiction underscores the permanence and influence of familial bonds, even in their complexity and impermanence, emphasizing their lasting imprint on our identities and emotional trajectories. Fourthly, observing the natural world with precision and wonder. Renkel demonstrates extraordinary precision and wonder in her observation of natural surroundings, ranging from backyard ecosystems to broader regional landscapes. Her attention to the minute and often overlooked inquiries of bird behavior, insect life, floral patterns, and animal habits reveal the vibrancy, hidden wisdom, and enduring mysteries of nature. This meticulous observation also becomes a mindful practice, suggesting readers deeply engage with their surroundings, maintaining curiosity, and allowing natural wonder to provide renewed perspective and solace. Lastly, coping and healing through nature, illustrated aptly through her insightful prose, Renkel portrays nature as a profound healing tool, offering comfort and reflection amid personal sorrows. Interaction with nature becomes a form of emotional restoration. Its consistency and resilience provide consolation and reminders of broader continuities beyond personal griefs. Renkel advocates implicitly for nature's therapeutic value, demonstrating how connections with natural landscapes can stabilize chaotic emotions and guide the healing process, instilling tranquility and clarity amidst life's inevitable turmoil. In conclusion, Late Migrations is a deeply reflective and beautifully crafted work that appeals profoundly to readers experiencing or contemplating life's inherent fluctuations and losses. It is particularly suited for those who find resonance in nature, cherish familial memories, and appreciate introspective, thoughtful literature. Margaret Renkel's rich narrative is not merely a reading experience, but a meditative exercise on life's complexities and simplicities, offering profound wisdom without platitudes, and authentic emotional engagement free of sentimentality. This book proves beneficial through its gentle guidance in seeing beauty and interconnectedness in everyday locations and occurrences. Its emphasis on observing and finding solace amidst distress proves universally pertinent and profoundly comforting in contemporary tumultuous times. Investing in late migrations distinguishes itself because of Renkel's poetic prose paired with authentic, deeply personal inflections that uniquely blend personal memoir with natural observation. This literary approach resonates on multiple emotional and intellectual levels, providing readers with a comforting companionship and enduring insight precisely when most needed, setting itself apart in a literary landscape filled with either strictly nature-oriented or thematically limited grief explorations. If you would like to support Margaret Renkel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.